Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big day, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Glad you can join us on this last year day of 2014. We have a couple of special guests, and earlier I've made an error in my marketing and put the last day of 2015. So looks like we're going to have them on next year, the last day as well. Nicola and Jason McLeod, are you there?
Yes, we are.
We are.
Great, great. Before we get this interview started, let's make sure that we get your contact information out there.
Okay, our Facebook is Nikki's Natural LLC. Our Instagram is Nikki's Naturals, HB as in hair and body. And our Twitter is Nikki's Naturals, LLC at Nikki, LLC.
Great. Can you spell, I was going to say, can you spell out that Nikki? Because there's so many different ways that people spell nowadays. Let's just make sure that we get that out really clear.
Sure. Nikki, N-I-K-K-I apostrophe S, Naturals, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-S, Nikki's Naturals.
Great, great. And Jason, you had something there?
Yeah, I just wanted to give the website as well. That's www.nikkis, again, N-I-K-K-I-S, naturals, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-S, H-B, as in hair and body, .com. Nikki's Naturals, H-B.com.
Great, great. I'd like to thank you guys for coming on the show. I came across you from one of the many sites that we looked through for high-energy guests, and there you were. Your marketing, your advertising piece just reached out. It was like, hey, take a look at me. The colors, the way everything was written out, it was beautiful. I'm just happy that you guys came on the show to share with us this passion and how you got started. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, how you guys met and what made you get into this particular industry?
Well, thank you for having us. Are you sure you want to know how we met?
Yeah. Okay. You know, our listeners want to know.
Okay. Well, we met in a club.
Yeah. Oh. we met in a club, a local club around where we live. And I saw her, and I asked her, you know, as you would do in a club, asked her to dance, and she told me no. So I said, okay, fine. So I asked her again a little bit later, and she said, okay, maybe a little bit later. I'm just looking for my friend. I'll get back to you when I find my friend. So after that, I left her alone, and I was, about to go on the dance floor, and I saw a dancer with some guy. I was like,
what?
Well, you said you were going to dance with me? Yeah, that's what I said. What? So I walked over to her on the dance floor, and I just looked at her, and I looked at the guy she was dancing with.
And he stood right in between us.
I didn't stand in between. Mm-hmm. I kind of stood facing them while they were dancing. And the guy looked at said, do you know him? And she said, no. And he proceeded to walk away.
And that was it.
And after that, we've been together pretty much since that time.
Wow, so you mean just from that, he left a good thing and let you have her. You didn't even have to put – your fight was just like, hey, I saw her first.
I guess. Well, he lost out. It's my gain, his loss.
You're right about that because you guys, I can tell just from our conversations off air that you work real well together, and I'm just so glad now. Is that exactly how it happened?
I swear to you.
Honestly, that's exactly how it happened.
Okay, because we have to hear it from her because sometimes we have conflicting reports.
No, that he's on point. That's exactly how it happened.
So why don't you tell us real quick, why did you go out and dance with the other guy? You just didn't see him or what?
You know what? My husband, he's very, he's slightly aggressive.
Oh, okay, good.
He's slightly aggressive, but then so am I. And it was just kind of, I just wasn't ready for him right then and there, that's all.
Wow. And look what you
guys did. You know what? After all these years, 21 years, I never asked her that question.
Wow.
I never asked her.
He never did. That's true.
Well, that's what we do here on Think Big Radio. We try to get those questions answered about your business, about your life, that people sometimes don't even think about. So let's talk about your business. How did you guys come across finding this? Was it a passion in the beginning? Or just let our listeners know about this great product and everything that you guys do.
Well, at first, it came out of a need.
Mm-hmm.
Because when our daughter was born, she had really bad eczema, and so did my husband. And we tried everything. We tried Vaseline. We tried Neutrogena. We tried every product on the market. And even before that, she was on medication. And what the medication was doing, because it had steroids, it was altering her skin.
Oh,
the
wow.
Melanin.
Yeah. And so that was done. You know, we couldn't do with that. And we just wanted a more natural, you know, something that wouldn't hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
And with trial and error and a lot of research, we figured it out.
Yeah, Nick, over time, I mean, she was vigilant in trying to find us something that was going to be natural for us. And seeing those white spots on our daughter's face, especially like on her cheeks and on her torso, we knew that this was not the route that we wanted to go. So, like Nick says, you know, she's a graduate
of
YouTube University. There's a wealth of information out there, and she went through and she was vigilant, and she found
hours.
Came up with, you know, shea. And we started researching it and researching shea butter and finding out all the properties that it had in it, all the vitamins, the nutrients, how long they last in the product, how it's cultivated, how they produce it. And through that and getting the product, the raw product, and then working it in a way that it made it easier to use because, you know, shea is very, very hard to kind of manipulate. It's very
right.
Stiff. Yeah, so she came up with an idea, well, this is the best way for us to use it on our daughter. And what wound up happening is that we came across Nikki's Naturals by way of basically just finding a product for us to use.
Mm-hmm. So now I know when you guys found the product, how long did it take before you guys started really seeing the results and knew that you had hit upon the right thing?
You mean the physical results?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Almost immediately.
Yeah, it was relatively instantaneous.
Yeah.
I mean, the itching stopped almost immediately.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you started to see, like, the cracks in the skin.
Healing.
Where they became softer cracks. I don't know how to really describe it, but that dryness that you would see, you no longer really saw. And she remember, she was a baby at the time, so if she itched or she scratched, she was basically digging in, and she wasn't doing that any longer. And over the period of about another week or so, a lot of those blemishes, they were dark, but they weren't as raised and irritated. And then after a while, and if you know about shea, you'll know that it also minimizes or reduces skin blemishes, so it actually started to clear her skin up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost instantaneous.
So when you guys discovered that shea solution, was it you were just kind of, you know, like you were saying, you were on YouTube, and then you went somewhere and said, hey, do you have this? And then you purchased it from them. And then after, you know, maybe two or three different purchases from different people, you realized that you had to, like, kind of make it fit for your family? Or how did that work?
Well, it wasn't really – at first it wasn't YouTube. At first it was, what can moisturize deep down? What's healthy for your skin? So I always knew about shea butter. But then I went on YouTube just to kind of you know, see if anybody felt the same way I felt. And then I did my research, you know, library and everything else, and read up on shea butter. I went to the, you know, the Institute of Shea Butter and everything else, because there is an institute that regulates shea butter, so on. And then from there, it was pretty much me playing around with it and trying to manipulate it and trying to figure out. I mean, I went to YouTube just to see, you know, just to see how, what people were doing with it, so on and so forth. And then I pretty much came up with my own little way of doing it and manipulating it.
I mean, our parents are from the Caribbean, and we always grew up knowing shea butter, cocoa butter, you know, Jamaican black castor oil and all those things. We always knew about it, was in our house. If you have, you know, a large West Indian population, they know about Dettol and those kind of things as well. But you never really think anything about it. You come, you know, come to the States and, you know, you use what they have. You know, you're not reaching back to say, you know, I should be using the stuff that my mother used on me, because it was just something that was there. You used it. That was it. But as we get older and we start to see that things don't really work as they should, people are starting to think about, well, why did my mother, you know, give me ginger when I had an upset stomach, and now people are producing ginger ale and ginger candy and this and that and all these other different things. So we kind of reach back a little bit to our history, to our past, and we've always known about shea, but the, going down and delving into the real composition of shea really made us believe and understand why we were using that. Why, you know, our grandmother at 85, 87 years old, her skin was still smooth. Her skin was, very supple. It was never dry, you know. And you start to think about those things and realize that, yes, it has to do with diet. It has to do with the sun. It has to do with all those things, but also they took care of their skin. And they use these same products now that we're coming back to.
Wow, you know, it's amazing when you say that, because me growing up here in the United States, and my parents being, you know, two generations up from here, the United States, we had cocoa butter. And I didn't even learn about eucalyptus until I was well into my 20s. Mm-hmm. And shea butter came, to my knowledge, in maybe my 30s, late 20s also, eucalyptus and then shea butter, because there was a gentleman who did massages, and he was well known, and he used that when he massaged feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, it's definitely, I mean, just listening to you guys, how, you know, your business idea, and well, we're not even at the business idea portion yet. We're at need for your family. So tell me, as you started using it and you know, your baby started clearing up and you started clearing up, how did it take on the form of something bigger than just something within your home?
Well, friends and family were asking, what are you guys using on your skin? You guys look great in your hair. What are you guys doing? So, you know, I would make a batch, give it out, so on and so forth, and then they would give it to a friend, and, you know, and the referrals would come back. And it was kind of like a natural progression, a friend of a friend of a friend, you know, a coworker, things like that.
Right. It was never a business to begin with. Mm-hmm. It was, we found something that worked really great for us. You try that. I think it's going to work great for you, too. Oh, you have dry skin? You know what? You know, my daughter has eczema, and we use this on her, and now she doesn't have it anymore. So you try it.
Mm-hmm.
And they would try, and they would come back and say, oh, my goodness, you know, this is really good. You know, you should think about, you know, selling this. You know, when anyone gets something that they really like, they always say, you should think about selling it. And we never really thought about it, you know. And my wife is an educator. You know, I'm into information technology. And we love what we do, but we were always thinking about, you know, at some point, you know, do we want to leave some sort of a legacy for our children? And I've tried to do other things and branched off and did real estate for a while. I did a lot of consulting on the engineering side, and it was nothing that I was really happy with. You know, I was good at it, but I wasn't happy with it. My wife, you know, she puts in time with other children. She tries to, you know, help. She tries to, what do? You do like food services and education and stuff like that. And it was fulfilling, but we didn't see a legacy there.
There was something missing.
Right.
It wasn't our own, and we wanted something that was our own.
And once people started really getting attached or on board with this, and we felt that, you know, we really believe in the product. I mean,
right.
This is a creation of years. This is not something, our daughter's 12 now. So this has been something that we've been doing for over 12 years just for ourselves. And as things get older and you start to get older and you start to realize that you want to leave legacies behind, you want to leave something that your children can maybe have, you know,
right.
That pushed us into that direction of, let's see if we can do this as a business. And my wife came to me one day and she's like, do you think we can do this? I said, sure. But she didn't think that I was serious because I'm, you know, I don't show a lot of excitement.
Sure doesn't.
Right.
I'm kind of like on an even plane. And I said, yeah, let's do it. So she said, okay, fine. And then she came back, well, we need business cards. I said, okay, let's get business cards. And we sat down one day and we marked up business cards and we took it to the printer, you know, because we already had our Shea going. We, you know, we had our distribution for that. And then we started making, the banners that we made, the cards and all that other stuff. And a lot of money went into it initially, and we didn't think that we were ever going to see any of that back. But I wanted to support what she really wanted to do, which was really, this is her dream. And I wanted to support her 100% with that, and we just let it take its natural course, and that's what happened.
And let's talk about that natural progression, because here on Think Big Radio, we talk about common sense things and how some people, they'll jump to this stage instead of that stage, and you guys, you know, are a perfect example of saying, let it happen, and then it'll work itself out. The correct way. When you guys thought of the branding for your business, and then you got the business cards together, and you got, you know, everything that you needed, what would you say from the time when you had that initial conversation of, "Hey, babe, let's do this"? How long did it take for you guys to like really have that part together and then move forward?
All right. Well, we obviously, you have to brand yourself. So we didn't have a brand idea. And our daughter one day, we were in the
kitchen cooking.
And she said, hey, mommy, look at this. And she drew a sunflower. She said, I know you love sunflowers. And she drew a sunflower. And she came up with the name Nikki's Naturals. Our daughter did, our 12-year-old. So we said, that sounds great. Let's go with that. What was that?
Out of the mouth of babes, it's just a
100%. So now
we have the concept. And that's something that, you know, the brightness of it. And it is like when you see your marketing, the colors that you've chose, the way you even wrote it all out, it's like sunlight. It's like everything that we need. We got the sunlight. We've got the green grass. And it stood out.
The thing is that what happened was, you know, initially our labels were kind of like a yellow and a brown.
Yeah, burnt orange type.
And it's because of really one lady. We went to go market at her store.
Her health food store.
Nice and Natural is the name of her health food store in Westbury. And
that was a shout out.
You know, pardon?
I like that was a shout out. Just letting you know that you gave a shout out.
Oh, of course.
Yep, that was a plug, yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, she kind of set us in the right direction.
She did.
We went there, you know, wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, thinking that, you know, all right, we got it sold now. You know, no one's going to turn us down. We showed her our product, and she said, I don't like that. My wife almost started crying in the store in front of the lady. And she explained why she didn't like it. She explained she didn't like the colors. She explained she didn't like the logo. She said, our logo was too big, and she said, nobody knows who Nikki's Natural is.
What is that? What is a Nikki's Natural?
And my wife stood there and said, that's me. And she said, well, no one knows you. And she was very direct. But what I think that we were in a position where we wanted to learn as well. There was no ego involved.
Right.
So we took what she said to us. Yeah. We took what she said to us, and we said, okay. She told us what to do. She said, make it brighter colors. Make your logo smaller. Nobody knows you. When you get larger, then maybe you can make your logo larger. But right now, no one knows you. So what you should do is accentuate your product, which is the shea butter and the black soap. And we took her advice. We went back to the drawing board. We started everything from scratch. We came back and we brought it to her again.
And it's now in her store.
When we brought it to her, she said she likes it, and we put it in her store. So she gave us affirmation that we were doing the right thing.
And you know, that's what people fail to think about is that when you have a great idea and you've got a goal and you start moving toward it, people are going to come out of all different walks of life. People are going to come from places that you've never even known, and they're going to assist you because we just all have that inherent thing within us that want to see people really succeed, that want to help people. And
yeah.
Hurt, and then you being open, because some people, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. They get all negative, and, you know, they kind of put their flame out, and then they live with that. But, you know, that's what ThinkBigRadio.com is all about, is about exactly what you guys stand for. And, you know, I'm finding out more as even we talk through this interview. And before we even go any further, can you guys get out your contact information again? We need to let people know how to reach you.
Sure.
Okay. So our Facebook is Nikki's Naturals, N-I-K-K-I, apostrophe S. Naturals with an S, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-S, comma, space, L-L-C. Our Instagram is, again, Nikki's Naturals, H-B, N-I-K-K-I-S, excuse me, N-I-K-K-I, apostrophe S, space, Naturals, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-S, H-B. And our...
Our Twitter is Nikki's, N-I-K-K-I, apostrophe S, Naturals, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-S, dot L-L-C, at N-I-K-K-I-L-L-C. And our website is www.nikkisnaturalshb.com.
And that, those are basically the ones that we have.
That's good for us to be able to reach you by so many different ways, and then follow your postings on Facebook and Twitter.
And Instagram. Mm-hmm.
And Instagram. Now, one of the things that we haven't talked about is hair and body.
Yes.
Let's talk about the other product that you guys have created.
Well, we have hair. We have, okay, for body, like we discussed, we have the shea butter, but we also have the black soap. Now, we have the raw black soap. Now, I don't know, have you ever heard of black soap?
Well, every time it touches my body, it becomes black soap, but what you're talking about is a lot of it out.
Well, black soap is not black. It's never, ever black. Okay?
Okay.
Black soap almost looks like an oatmeal cookie type of a thing.
Oh,
and
all right.
It has... Mhm. And it has very few ingredients. It has plantain skin, cocoa pod ashes, and palm kernel oil. That's it.
Okay. Now, when you said cocoa pod ashes, that almost gives me a type of thought that's maybe the abrasiveness in it when it cleanses you. Tell me a little bit about
how that
works on your skin.
That's exactly it. The pod ashes give it that exfoliant type of a feel.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So the benefits of using the black soap, it protects against aging, okay, from the free radicals.
Right.
And that causes premature aging and the wrinkles and the face lines and everything else. It also helps with to even out the skin tone.
Now, how did this product come about? I mean, was it just also a natural progression of what you had?
That's exactly it.
Right. I mean, what we have is that we initially started with the shea.
Mm-hmm.
It's a moisturizer. So we were like, okay, great. We have a great moisturizer. And, again, going back to the internet and doing our research and, you know, trying to figure things out, well, we have a moisturizer, but how is one going to clean their skin in a natural way? Because we always came at this from a perception of you want to do it as naturally as possible.
But also,
right.
Our daughter with regular soap, she would get dry patches, and depending on what soap we were using, she'd get a rash. So that was also another issue because she's super sensitive. So we had to figure out, well, okay, now what are we going to use to bathe her with.
Right, that doesn't have any of those parabens, the radicals, and all those other things that will cause irritation. Fragrance is another thing. I mean, anytime you see the word fragrance on anything, you got to understand that it can basically include up to 200 different kinds of chemicals and call it a fragrance and not tell you what those chemicals are. So just a word to the wise, if you're looking for anything, just avoid the word fragrance altogether. So with the stuff my wife mentioned, it basically there are three basic ingredients to the black soap. So we said, okay, that's a great idea. But black soap sometimes in a bar, it comes in a bar, and a lot of times when water hits it, if it's in your shower, it dissolves very easily because it has nothing really binding it together.
Right.
So we came up with black soap, and then we decided that what we should do is make it so that people can get the full use out of it. Meaning,
well, definitely don't tell us what that secret ingredient is. We don't want that on the air.
Well, no, it's not really a secret ingredient. It's just a matter of putting it in a way that you can put it in a container. It's still soft. It still has all of its properties. But now when water hits it, it doesn't dissolve because it's protected in a container. And you can see that when you go to our website, you can see that we offer the black soap in a container format. So you either just scoop a little bit out, use your rag, and rub your rag in it, and lathers very quickly and easily.
And that's just the body. And then now your other question was about the hair. Now, I used to have locks, and, you know, I'm still natural, but I used to have locks. My daughter's hair is massive, and we had a couple of hair issues. Had to go and think about, well, we're using natural for the body. What about the hair? Because I would say the majority of the commercial products for natural hair are not natural. There's always something in them. It's either alcohol.
Something that strips it. Yeah, you're right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Something that strips it, not being natural.
It strips it. And a lot of the products in there would prohibit the natural hair growth, either by clogging the pores or just manipulating the scalp, which wasn't good. So we had to figure something out. And then that's how we came about with the Nikki's Naturals clarifying shampoo, the leave-in deep root stimulator, and the Nikki's Naturals hair cream. So it's a package.
That's beautiful. And I can't wait for our listeners to hit your website up, to send you guys questions from the website. You know, we love these interviews. Sometimes they go so fast. Sometimes they can take forever. I'm glad that we'll be able to have you guys on again December 31st, 2015. perhaps even before then, when you guys got a new launch or you want to talk about something that you guys are doing, because, you know, also, which we didn't get a chance to talk about how you guys are also helping the community out. So,
yes.
At this point, if you guys had anybody that you'd like to thank, you know, now's the time.
I think I want to thank basically the people that helped us. Again, it was
Rosemary
from Nice and Natural.
Natural.
There's Farah that basically she was the first person that put us on, told us we have to come to her her expo. And she basically walked us through the entire step.
That was a wellness, a holistic wellness expo that we did.
And she just kept on calling Nick and telling Nick, you know, I get this vibe about you, this feeling, there's an energy about you. And I know about that because I'm married to her, and she does have a certain vibe about her. She has a kindness about her. And I think it translates to other people when people can see that. And this lady just pushed us, got us to her expo. And from that point on, we met other people that were willing to basically help us and show us and guide us. There's I Am Andy. He's one of the first stores that we were in.
In Queens.
He just said, you know what, come in. Whatever your product is, you know, I'll help you sell it. Our labels were garbage at the time, but he said to us, you know what, you're trying to do something. I can see something in your product. I understand what you're trying to do. He's another health store.
Yeah, he has another health store in Queens. Mm-hmm.
And he really helped us get that first foot in the door. He helped us to build our confidence. That's what he did.
Wow.
And that allowed us to go and walk in with confidence.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes a lot sometimes when you're not sure of your product. You don't really know how people are going to receive it. Your friends or family are one thing, but when you go to a perfect stranger and you say, I have this product that I think can help you, you have to go there with a sense of confidence, knowing that you're true to your product and that no matter what anybody says, you know that your product that you've created is something that you believe in. And we believe in our product any day of the week, any time of the day.
Great. And that's what we're going to end this on, is the belief, because in order for you to be a big thinker, you not only have to believe, but you have to take action, just like Nicola and Jason McLeod. All you big thinkers out there, I'd like to thank you again for listening to thinkbigradio.com for all of your realty, entertainment, and business needs. Hope to see you again next year. Until then, you know what time it is.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.